Good afternoon, everybody. This is NeoGentrix, and this is, again, Food for Thought, Thoughts If It Were You. Now, like I said before, we are doing a set series for communication and proper things that everybody needs for that. So, we're going to pick up where we left off. I know the last time we covered interpersonal communication. Today, I'm going to cover the principles of interpersonal communication. So, don't expect this one to be too long. And we'll go ahead and jump right in. Okay. One of the things that I wanted to point out here is that something that is common to all interpersonal communications are some basic principles. These principles govern the effectiveness of our communication. They may be simple to understand, but can take a lifetime to master. Okay. First things first, I want you to understand this. Interpersonal communication is not optional. Okay. We may at times... try not to communicate, but not communicating is not an option, okay? In fact, the harder we try not to communicate, the more we actually do. And by not communicating, we are communicating something perhaps that we are shy, perhaps we are angry, sulking, or that we're too busy, okay? Ignoring somebody is communicating with them, even when you're not intending to say something. We may not tell them we are ignoring them, but through nonverbal communication, we hope to make that pretty much apparent, in which case you're still communicating. Okay, we communicate far and more honestly with nonverbal communication than we do with our actual words. Our body posture and position, eye contact, or lack thereof, even the smallest and more subtle of mannerisms are all ways of communicating with others. Furthermore, we are constantly being communicated to. We pick up signals from others and interpret them in certain ways, and whether or not we understand is based on how skilled we are at interpreting interpersonal communication between each other. Okay? So one thing to keep in mind. Once it's out, it's out. Okay? The process of interpersonal communication is irreversible. Okay? You can't wish you hadn't said something and you can apologize for something you said and later regret it, but you cannot take it back. Okay? Just keep that in mind. We often behave and therefore communicate to others based on previous communication encounters, okay? These encounters may or may not be appropriate points of reference. We stereotype people, often subconsciously, maybe by gender, social standings, religion, race, age, or other factors. Stereotypes are basically generalizations, often exaggerated. Because of these stereotypes, we communicate with people, when we communicate with people, we can carry with us certain preconceptions of what they are and thinking or how they likely are to behave. We may have ideas about the outcome of the conversation before we ever actually have it, okay? I can actually give an example of this. As you can probably tell, I sound pretty educated. I actually am. But when someone calls and talks to me over the phone and say they haven't met me before, they hear me talk, they hear that I sound educated, but then when they actually meet me in person, I am dark-skinned, okay? I am mixed. But as soon as they see me, the first thing they say is like, wait, you're not white? I mean, how am I supposed to respond to that? But I don't let it show. Neither with my body nor my reaction. Instead, I just apologize for breaking their expectations, okay? These preconceptions affect how we speak to others and the words we use and the tone of voice. We naturally communicate in a way that we think is most appropriate for a person we are talking to. Unfortunately, our preconceptions of others are often incorrect. This can mean that our communication is inappropriate and therefore more likely to be misunderstood. And as the goal to all communication has to be understanding, it can be said that we have failed to basically communicate. By communicating this way, being influenced by preconceived ideas, we feedback further stereotypes to the people we are speaking to, thus exasperating the problem. So with this being said, start all interpersonal communications with an open mind. Listen to what is being said rather than hearing what you expect to hear, and you are less likely to be misunderstood or say things that you will later regret. Okay? Okay. Next thing to keep in mind is the endless complexity of the conversations. Okay? No form of communication is simple. There are many reasons why communication is taking place and how it is taking place and how messages are being broadcast and or received. Variables in communication such as your language, environment, and distractions, as well as the individual involved in communicating, all have an effect on how messages are sent, received, and interpreted. Keep this in mind. When we communicate verbally, we swap words, words that have maybe subtly different meanings to different people in different contexts. It could be argued that words are in fact just tokens we exchange with each other and that they have no inherent meaning at all. Okay? We can communicate the same thing to different individuals, but each person may have a different understanding or interpretation of the message. At any point in a communication, any misunderstanding, regardless of how small it may seem, will have an effect on the message that's actually being communicated or received. Okay? So with this in mind, keep in mind the context of communication. Okay? All communication has a context. Communication happens for a reason. Therefore, this is a major thing to keep in mind. Communication can fail because of one or more of the participants overlook the context of what's being said. And to help avoid misunderstandings and therefore communicate more effectively, it is important that the context of the communication is understood by all. Why is the communication happening? Is it important that the participants are on the same wavelength so that they understand why the communication is occurring? Okay? It may be useful to start a larger conversation by explaining why it is even happening. Okay? Knowing the why for communication is occurring is an important first step. There are, however, problems that can affect the context of the communication, though. Keep this in mind. First one being timing. Okay? Timing is fundamental to successful communication, as well as considering a suitable time to hold a conversation. You should make sure that there is enough time to cover all that is needed, including time to clarify and negotiate any discrepancies. Talking to an employee about a strategic decision 5 minutes before they have to leave the office for the day, for example, would probably not be as successful as having the same conversation that following morning. However, that being said, he may not even remember what you talked about. Next would be location. This one should be fairly obvious that communication is going to be less effective if it's conducted in a noisy, uncomfortable, or busy place. Such places have many distractions and often a lack of privacy, so keep that in mind. Last thing to consider for this is misconceptions. Okay? The context of communication is often governed by our own feelings about it. And as discussed already, we stereotype people and therefore can develop inaccurate misconceptions and false assumptions. And, you know, when we communicate, we may assume that all parties know what we're talking about, when in fact they have no idea. We know the other person's views and opinions of the situation. That's another misconception. We should not show any emotion. That's also a misconception. The biggest one for me that I have a problem with a lot of people who talk to me is that they are always right and you are wrong. Or vice versa, we are always right and they're wrong. This is the worst thing that you could possibly do. There are many other examples of misconceptions, highlighting the importance of careful reflection and clarification in all communications is definitely key. Okay? So, with that finally out of the way, okay, we can get started next time. And I know this one was fairly short, on barriers to effective communication, like I mentioned before, to help improve your communication skills. Again, this has been Thoughts If It Were You, Food for Thought. My name is Neo Gentrix. Thank you for listening, and enjoy the rest of your day.